Opportunity for some Hillsboro school news with Terry Basler, high school principal at Hillsboro. And Terry, I know lots to talk about. I guess a couple quick things. One is you've been bouncing around the classrooms with some classroom visits. One of your favorite things to do as principal.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, and even when you called, I was in a classroom, and it was kind of fun. I enjoyed that. You know, you do two things. You do the, you know, classroom visits to, you know, observe what's going on and you know, just take everything in and spend some time with the kids. I've been in the facts classroom. When you called, I was actually in the facts classroom, and they're busy making quilts. So I was, you know, talking to the kids about their quilts and why they chose those colors. And so a lot of fun there. Been in math classroom. They were busy working on a packet today on life skills. So like if your refrigerator goes out and you only have X number of dollars, what kind of fridge can you pick up? So that kind of stuff. In the English classroom, watching them with some novel stuff. So it's been, it's that time of year where I get to pop in and out and look at into observing some classrooms and watch the kids, talk to kids, watch the teachers, and talk to the teachers. So it's definitely an enjoyable time. It's an enjoyable part of my job, actually.
That is good stuff, and I know you're also going around because you're continuing some state testing that you've been doing. You got a few more days of that.
We do. We finished up, and I'm not fully finished, but 7th grade, 8th grade, reading and math, we got that completed, and we have, towards the end of the week here, we'll clean up. We have some kids that were gone during the days that we tested, so we'll just get them wrapped up in testing. We are testing the 9th grade math today, the freshmen, and then tomorrow we're going to be doing sophomores math, and then we'll get them all cleaned up too by the end of the week. The older kids are pretty good, the freshmen, sophomores. If they miss, they come and find me and say, hey, can I take my state assessment now? And this is just the interim. It's not the big state assessment, but can I take the assessment now? And we'll sit down and do that. So it's a good opportunity for the kids to see where they're at, and I tell them that, and more importantly, maybe it's a better opportunity to see what they don't know, so they kind of can figure out what they have to learn going forward here before their junior year when they start taking some tests that kind of play into some scholarships. So it's interesting to see where they're at. They're interested to see where they're at. So they're doing very, very well.
Well, that is good. I'm glad to hear that. I know activities-wise, we've got some items to share for Hillsboro Central Valley cross country runners, current and even some alumni. Was a really heck of a cool run on Friday at the GRIAC in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, it was, and yeah, the alumni. Thanks for bringing that up. We started off the day going down there watching Reagan run at about 10:45, and she wound up finishing fourth at the GRIAC, which was the second highest finish from any NDSU runner in the Division I era. Kelby Anderson back in 2018 got third at the GRIAC, so definitely fun for a former Bureau. And then Reagan went, she ran down to the where all the girls were sitting, the Hillsboro Central Valley girls, and kind of high-fived them and gave them good luck, and then got the turnaround, and Claire Grindy getting third as a sophomore at the GRIAC in her maroon division, Carolyn Anderson running extremely well. The Kelder girls ran very well, so it was a good day down in Minneapolis for the kids. And then, of course, the high school kids, they got to run to Shakopee and do Valley Fair on Saturday. So very good day for former Burros and for the Burro runners as well.
Very cool stuff. I know volleyball has been red hot. 9-1 here to start this season.
Yeah, the girls are playing phenomenal. They're, if you haven't been able to catch them, they only have a few more home games left here. Looking at the schedule, they have two games left in Hillsboro here, and then they have two games left up in Central Valley. So, if you haven't been able to catch them, they're a fun team to watch. They're playing extremely well. Katie's got them rolling well. Take that opportunity and watch them. They beat a Richland team last night, and now they, just kind of practice up and kind of, work on some stuff that they need to work on here this next week, and their next game will be Monday when they take on Northern Cass, and then their schedule starts getting pretty busy. But, yeah, very dynamic team, some very, very good female athletes on that team that are playing extremely well tomorrow together, and hopefully they can continue and keep that going.
All right. In football, I know they had a tough one here again on Friday night. They are they're in action this Friday night here. I'm trying to think here off the top of my head. So they have Central Cass coming to town.
Yeah, we have Central Cass coming to
town.
That's
right.
And, you know, the kids are just trying to find their way, you know, and struggling a little bit with that. But hopefully these last four games they can put things together and piece things together and come out with some wins. They still have a shot at the playoffs. They got to, you know, they probably have to win out here to do that. But, yeah, we got, you know, a beatable Central Cass team coming to town on Friday night to play us. And hopefully the kids can put some things together and maybe – pick them off and start a nice little roll here with a win on Friday night.
Very good. I know obviously we've kind of following the news story here and the community involvement with Jack Knutsvig Sr. from Central Valley, who was horribly injured in an auto accident late last week. It's impacting the Hillsborough Central Valley students, of course, being classmates, friends, involved in the communities. And so we're keeping an eye on, of course, Jack and his support, but boy, are the students and communities surrounding Jack at this time, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, and what a, you know, the Knutsvig family, very, very good family. You know, I've always enjoyed visiting with them when I get the opportunity to, and, you know, we pulled the kids together the morning of that accident and sat down with them in the gymnasium, and Mr. Schill had a good conversation with them, and, you know, a lot of prayers and, you know, just keeping up to date, some calls up to Central Valley and trying to keep up to date with where his prognoses are at. And, oh, yeah, he's got a ton of support, not only from our school here, but also out in the community, definitely pulling for him and hoping for the best. And hopefully he can walk away being Jack, right? So that's, definitely devastating for the Central Valley School District, but it definitely was felt here in the Hillsborough School District as well, with the kids knowing each other so well. So, we continue to have prayers for him and his family, and, we hope for the best.
That's all we can do at this stage, no doubt. I know one other item to talk about is at the elementary school side, it will be where picture retakes are going to be had coming up, but that also impacts if any of the high schoolers would like a retake as well that day, correct?
Yeah, correct. And I've heard some kids already talking, I think I need to retake that. So picture retakes will be on Monday, October 14th at 9 o'clock, and they take those pictures only at the elementary. So the 7th through 12, or 7th through 11, actually, kids that want to do retakes are going to have to walk to the elementary, but that's normal routine for us. So Monday, the 14th of October at 9 a.m. in the elementary for picture retakes.
Very good. Terry, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for the updates and everything going on at the Hillsborough School. We'll chat again next week, okay?
Hey, sounds perfect, Kevin. Thanks.
That's Terry Baszler, high school principal at Hillsborough, the Hillsborough School News Program.